Hello from me, Lily, a frog. Today at the Lily Pad, we have a Tales from the Lily Pad original story, which is a fable, a type of story that teaches a lesson. This is the fable of twin baby unicorns, from me to you. Once upon a time, there was a majestic unicorn named Mystiqua. Like all unicorns, she lived in a verdant forest. Everywhere she roamed, her unicorn magic made the forest around her even greener than before. Leaves became even more glossy and emerald-hued. Flowers bloomed ever more brightly, and butterflies flitted even more colorfully wherever she set foot. The unicorn was queen of the forest, and she had a marvelous secret. She was about to have twin baby unicorns. When Mystiqua announced this to the creatures of her forest, an odd thing happened. One area in the forest, past a cliff and beyond a waterfall, began to grow darker and darker. The leaves yellowed and fell to the ground. The ground froze. The birds took flight, and even Mystiqua, queen of the forest, couldn't make it bright again. The reason the forest was dying in that spot was because a powerful witch lived there, and that witch had a terrible sorrow. She wanted a baby witch of her own, but couldn't have one, despite her powerful magic, and that made her very sad. That sorrow, when the witch heard that Mystiqua was about to have twin babies, turned into a bitter jealousy that overwhelmed the witch and made her hate all that was living, especially Mystiqua. When the twin baby unicorns were born, the forest sang out in celebration. Rainbows arced joyfully into the sky, and flowers released beautiful perfumes into the birdsong-filled sunlit day. But the jealous witch rose up over Mystiqua and her twin baby unicorns and put a stop to the celebration. She used all the hateful energy she had to curse the newborns. Mystiqua, exhausted from bearing the babies into the world, was vulnerable and weak. She barely managed to destroy the witch and to break the curse, but she couldn't break the curse fully. She could only break it in half. The result was that one of the baby unicorns had to spend the first year of her life struggling. Everything she did involved obstacles she had to overcome. The other baby unicorn spent the first year of her life in ease. Anything she wanted, she could have. No obstacles would bar her way, and nothing would harm her. Mystiqua wept over the different fates of her twin baby unicorns, but the broken half curse was not reversible until the unicorns would reach their first year. Their fates were simply not their own. The baby unicorn fated to a year of struggle was named Rivern. In her first week of life, she fell off a cliff into a pool of water. That is how she learned to swim. In her first year of life, she became lost several times and barely found her way home. She had to first learn from an owl how to navigate with the stars. She became sick, and she had to learn which herbs would make her well. When she wanted food, she could never find it without going the long way around the mountain. Her magic always misfired, and she couldn't remember spells. She needed to study and study and study to perform the simplest magic. Poor Rivern. She worked so hard. Her sister Twilandia never needed to use her magic. For Twilandia, things always just worked out. Food was always just where she wanted to find it, when she wanted to find it. She never took a wrong turn without someone happening by to set her right. She never found herself in situations she didn't know how to get herself out of. She never got sick, and she never worried about a thing. Twilandia just napped under fruit trees, and played with butterflies and birds in her mother's enchanted forest. She didn't understand why her mother spoke so despondently about the curse on her first year of life. For Twilandia, there was no curse. Her sister, Rivern, seemed to always do things the hard way, but Twilandia didn't really understand why. It seemed like Rivern just never tried to have any fun at all. What Mystiqua knew, that her daughters didn't, is that at 1 year of age, every yearling unicorn must complete a difficult test of her strength, courage, intelligence, and magic. If the yearling passes, she becomes queen of her own forest. The more unicorn queens, the more enchanted forests there are. Mystiqua knew Rivern would pass the test. Rivern could swim, navigate, find food and water where there was hardly any at all, and do any magical spell. She also, however, feared that Twilandia would fail the test. If so, she would never become queen of her own enchanted forest, and she would likely, as the jealous witch did, begin to wither everything beautiful around her. When the queen of all the unicorns arrived on Rivern and Twilandia's first birthday to issue the test, she told them they had to climb a mountain beyond a waterfall and solve a puzzle to find an enchanted key. Then they'd have to defeat a troll, outsmart a wizard, open a door with the enchanted key, and gallop back home again faster than a griffin can run. Sure enough, Rivern passed the test and became queen of an enchanted forest, which was always green and blooming. Twilandia did not, however, and eventually, because she never learned to use her unicorn magic, her horn fell off and she became just a horse. That is how struggle can seem like a curse, but in fact be a gift that helps us learn and grow stronger. And ease, while it can seem like a gift, can truly be a curse. The end. Thanks for dropping by the Lily Pad. From me, Lily, a frog.